As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Are we alone?
Well, unless there's somebody under the sofa, yes.
No, I meant Judith and Sandy.
Yes, I know you did. Yes, they left a note on the fridge, painting the town.
I'm glad.
You're getting very liberal.
No, I mean, I'm glad they're out.
Oh, so am I. At last, we've got a bit of the weekend to ourselves.
Yes. Even if it is the last few hours.
Well, let's just relax.
Good idea.
Come and sit close to me, then.
No, that would get in the way at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the way of what?
Well, all this should have happened all those years ago. Your letter would have reached me in Korea. I would have come home and, well, actually, I'd have done this.
Got down on one knee?
Yes, but my knee wouldn't have clicked then.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, I'll marry you.
But I haven't asked yet.
Well, you were going to, weren't you?
Yes, but I'd sooner actually say it, if it's all the same to you.
Well, sorry. Are you all right down there?
Yes, I'm fine. Now, you may think I've taken a long time getting round to this.
Yes. No.
But with the book and now the television script almost out of the way...
You can't find an excuse not to.
No. Jean, I realise now that my priorities were all wrong. You come before everything. And I want to put our relationship on a proper footing.
You mean make an honest woman of me?
I fell in love with you the first day I met you. And I don't think I have ever stopped loving you since. Well, that's it, really.
I love you too.
Yeah, that's good.
Can I say yes now?
Yes, please?
Yes.
There's always something, isn't there?
What is it?
I can't get up. My knees...
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll join you down there.
Morning, Sandy.
Morning, Judith.
Any flats in today's paper?
Yes. That's nice. Look. Two-bedroom flat in Upper Bayswater.
There's no such place as Upper Bayswater. That means Paddington.
Look, you've missed the bit about some decorative restoration required.
I'm sure we're quite capable of slapping on a coat of emulsion.
Some decorative restoration probably means there's no floor.
Are you sure you're not going off the idea of us getting a flat together?
Why do you say that?
Well, all the places you seem to like are places we can't afford.
No, I'm not going off the idea. It's just, well, as Mum says, there's no rush.
Well, at this rate, we'll still be living here when we're little old ladies.
I just don't see what all the panic is about.
It's not panic. It's just... Well, it's just all getting too cosy.
You're in one of your hair shirt moods.
Morning.
Morning, Mum.
Morning, Boss. We're looking at flats.
But there's no rush, see? And I think it's time you stop calling me Boss.
I've always called you Boss. Well, to your face, anyway.
I know, but you're almost one of the family.
Well, I can hardly call you Mum.
Well, just Jean.
Or Miss Pargeter, if you're in a very bad mood.
No, not Miss Pargeter. Well, not for much longer, anyway.
He didn't.
He did.
When?
Last night.
Well, why didn't you wait up and tell us?
I didn't know what time it was when you came in.
It was only about 2 o'clock.
Well, we don't function till 2 o'clock.
Oh, Mum, I'm so glad.
That's lovely news, ex Miss Pargeter.
I feel a bit silly. It's not a bit silly, feeling a bit silly, is it?
Why should you feel silly?
You, that's why. Mwah. You finally plucked up the courage.
I didn't pluck up the courage at all.
Yes, you did. And I'm ever so pleased for you both.
I had a feeling this would be one of those kissing mornings.
I don't suppose there's one still left.
What? Oh.
I mean, if it's a chore.
Oh.
I think I'll have a sausage. I fancy a sausage.
Did he go down on one knee?
As a matter of fact, he did, and there's nothing funny about that.
Well, that's good. There aren't any sausages.
Well, no, I don't think it's funny. I think it's really sweet.
But then his knee locked, and that really was funny.
Oh, it is romantic, though. A lot of old-fashioned things are romantic.
I can have bacon, I suppose, but I really fancied a sausage.
Why are you chuntering on about sausages?
I am not chuntering.
He's embarrassed, that's what it is.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Now, look here, first of all, I'd like everyone to stop talking about me, and secondly, is anyone going to work today? Or are we all going to stay here and drown in a sea of goo?
You are embarrassed, but we will go to work.
I'll even tidy up the newspaper for you. There. Bye.
See you later, Mum.
Is it an inherent flaw with women and newspapers? Does Sandy call that tidy?
Are you going to cook that bacon or just going to wander around with it?
It's going to get like this, isn't it?
Like what?
Well, people saying, ah, and sweet.
You've gone off the idea?
No, of course not. It's the first really sensible thing I've done for years.
Ah.
Now, don't you start. I just wish it didn't involve other people.
It doesn't. It's just us. Now, I must ring round and tell everybody.
She's still on the phone after an hour. Do you know, Daisy, I think we'd have saved money by taking a full-page ad in the Daily Telegraph.
People have to know.
Yes, I suppose so. Where were we in the script?
In bed.
Oh.
Still can't get over that last scene.
Wasn't it any good?
No, it was fine. Just strange. The battalion's just been told that it's been posted to Korea. And you have a party in the officer's mess.
Yeah, I suppose it does seem strange now. And that's what we did. Like a load of schoolboys we were, clapping each other on the back, shouting, singing. God, there were some sore heads in the morning.
But now you're alone in bed?
Hmm.
How did you feel then? Shall I get that?
Oh, thanks. I felt terrified.
That's an honest answer.
I don't expect the Americans will like it. They'd probably prefer me lying in bed singing Rule Britannia.
I said no thank you, Alistair.
But I've got two tickets.
Then spread out and sit on two seats.
Alistair, will you please stop pestering Daisy?
It's all right. He's harmless.
Harmless?
Comes to all of us. If those flowers are for Jean, she's in the kitchen.
This bouquet is for Jean. And this one is for you.
What?
Many, many congratulations. Heard it on the grapevine, the Dream Team are making it official.
Yes. Well, thank you for the congratulations, Alistair, but flowers...
Get tuned, Lye. A guy can give another guy flowers these days.
Daisy?
He can.
I don't know.
Now, is it hug time, Lye?
No, it is not.
How about a proxy hug from you, Daisy?
You do need telling the same thing a lot of times, don't you?
Actually, Alistair, we are rather busy cracking on, you know?
Well, that's great, because that will keep me off your back and L.A. off my back.
Jean's on the phone in the kitchen, by the way, if you want to give her flowers.
I will do that thing. Au revoir, Daisy.
Goodbye, actually.
Okay. Have it your way.
You're not good for Alistair's ego at all.
He's too flash.
Well, I tried to be flash when I was young.
You've just admitted to being terrified when you knew you were going to war. And Alistair isn't 19.
No. He's pushing on a bit, isn't he?
When? Well, I don't know. We haven't decided yet. No. No, we'll let you know. Of course. I...
Half the men in the world will be decimated.
Oh, hello, Alistair. Slight exaggeration. Thanks for the flowers. They're lovely.
Is it hug time?
I don't see why not. Don't squash the flowers.
Lye said no to a hug.
Well, he would.
Didn't go a bundle on the flowers I bought for him either.
No, he wouldn't.
So, when is it going to be? Where is it going to be? Am I invited? What do you want for a present? And what are we going to do for Lye's stag party?
Yes, you are invited. And I don't know the answers to any of the other questions. It's too soon.
What about Honolulu?
Well, what about Honolulu?
For the honeymoon. I've a mate who has a place there. All I have to do is fax him...
Alistair, just let's plod along at our own pace.
I'm in bull in a china shop land, aren't I?
Just call it boyish enthusiasm.
I'd like to, Jean, but to be super honest, the zing seems to have gone out of my zing these days.
Oh, dear, why?
Well...
Typical, isn't it?
What?
This letter from Stephen. He's so busy organising this secret party for your inane sister-in-law that he's only just remembered to invite us. Here, take a look.
I was rather hoping he'd forget. Saturday.
We don't have to go, do we?
Of course.
I knew you'd say that.
And Judy's invited. Judith and the man of the moment, it actually says. Well, there isn't a man of the moment.
Hey, listen, under normal circumstances, I'd be delighted. But I am not currently Judy's flavour of the month.
It's at some hotel, this dear.
Well, don't make it sound like Brixton Prison. We can stay overnight.
Yes, we could.
And then you could have a headache and we can slope off to bed.
Why do I have the headache?
Well, we'll both have a headache then.
Oh, town.
Yes, your face lit up then.
Reflex action, nothing more.
I was just going to make a cup of tea for Daisy and me. Does anybody else want one?
No, thanks. I must get to work.
On my wheels, I hope?
Oh, thanks, Alistair. Daniel, you're not actually giving Daisy a custard tart.
I thought you were going to work.
I'll see you later, you vile seducer.
If I leave a candle in the window, don't come in. Bye, Alistair.
Bye, Lai.
Well, I'm sorry, Mum. I just don't see it. What's wrong with going on my own?
Nothing's wrong with it, but you know what Aunt Penny's like.
Nutty, that's what she's like.
Yes, I know that, and she does go on.
And on.
And on, and on, and on. I know. And we know what she'll go on about. Poor little Judith couldn't find a man to bring. What a shame.
It's her wedding anniversary. She won't have any time for me.
Want a bet?
I've made it. Fame at last. Lionel let me stack the dishwasher. Supervised, of course.
I just happened to be standing there.
Sandy, there you are. Sandy!
I know I'm Sandy.
Well, Sandy's not the man in your life.
I'm not the man in anyone's life, I
but
hope.
But she is my friend. If Aunt Penny's so insistent with me bringing a partner...
Why does she always get people jumping through hoops? If Judy wants to go on her own, she has a perfect right to go on her own.
Thank you.
Yes, Lionel's quite right. If she's so out of touch with reality that she thinks turning up without a chap denotes a romantic wilderness, then that's her lookout.
Right.
Look at your faces. You're all weakening.
Alistair's willing.
Oh, it's the coward's way out. I suppose there are worse things than that.
You said I was right. You all said I was right.
Well, it's someone to dance with when all's said and done.
I'm so glad I'm not a woman.
I'm so glad you're not a woman.
Yeah. It's nice to have a man's opinion. It balances up the discussion.
Well, nobody took any notice of my opinion.
No, it was there, though, Lionel. Oh. That's the main thing. Right, I'm going off to make some coffee.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh. You're looking all put out.
Well, it's the waste of breath I resent.
Now, where's that letter? I must ring the hotel and book the rooms. One double, and in the current climate, two singles. Two singles are for us.
What?
Joke, joke, joke.
Oh, good. For one moment, I thought you were going funny on me. Now we're engaged.
Engaged?
Yeah. Well, what's so amusing?
Oh, we're too old to be engaged.
No, we're not. I asked you to marry me, and you said yes.
Yes, I know.
Well, therefore, we're engaged. Why else would you spend half the morning on the telephone?
Well, I was telling everyone that we're going to get married, not that we're going to get engaged.
Well, the one precedes the other. It's the order of things.
Well, let's get married first and then get engaged after.
Why are you putting the word in inverted commas?
You can't say a word in inverted commas.
You just did.
Well, maybe I just don't like the word. Announcing your engagement seems like delaying tactics to me. Give us a few months or a few years and we might find enough reasons to call the whole thing off.
I'm only talking about a few days. When can you be ready?
Well, I don't know.
Well, a week, 2 weeks?
Well, three.
Right. And in the meantime, we're engaged.
Oh, this looks a nice hotel.
Honolulu. Didn't you tell him, Jean?
No, I think Lionel would prefer it if we made our own honeymoon arrangements.
Fair enough. What had you got in mind, Lionel?
I was always rather fond of Clacton.
Clacton?
Honolulu, though. Fancy going to Honolulu.
Perhaps you will one day. Come on, case is out of the boot and let's find Stephen.
I hope you don't mind me formalising the arrangements on paper like this, but it's been rather an ordeal keeping it secret and I don't want anything to go wrong at the 11th hour. I think you'll find it very easy to follow.
Well, I shan't. I seem to have a requisition for dental instruments.
Sorry, how did that get there?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Stephen. I'll share with Judith.
What does 8 o'clock shh mean?
All the guests shh when I bring Penny in.
Well, what if you're late? You can't keep 30 people totally shushed for very long.
Well, I've allowed for that. If you'll all refer back to 7:45...
Oh, no.
It says scoot on door.
Ah, yeah, that should read scout on door. I typed this myself and I'm not that hot. Scout on door.
Indian or boy? Sorry?
So the scout spies you and driving, scoots back, and we all shout shush.
Yes, because she thinks she's just coming to dinner with me.
Yeah, we know that.
I suppose we all have to shout surprise when you and Penny come in.
Well, as it will be a surprise, I suppose it's the obvious thing to do, really.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Are you the coffee for five?
No, we're the five for coffee, actually.
Don't start. Thank you.
I'll get this.
Oh, no, I won't have that. Just stick it on the bill for this evening, would you?
Are you dining with us this evening, then, sir?
Of course. And the anniversary party.
Not the wedding party?
No. The anniversary party.
This evening?
Yes.
Would you excuse me a moment, sir?
Uncle Stephen, you have got the right hotel.
Of course. It's all arranged.
Perhaps the waitress is new.
Or dim.
Just ill-informed. Excuse me, sir. I'm the manager. There seems to be some confusion. We have a wedding party this evening. Your anniversary party is booked for next week.
On behalf of us all. Oh, Stephen.
Look, just a minute. I wrote this down in my diary. Ah, there you are. Guests invited for the 14th. Party booked for the 21st. Oh. Everything was going swimmingly.
Was being the operative word.
Remind me to ask you not to organise our wedding.
Oh, don't joke. This is awful.
Oh, it looks like guts for garters time.
Look, can't something be done? You've got all afternoon.
I'm sorry, madam. We're not a large hotel. We only have one function room of any size, and the wedding party have booked that.
OK. Food, can do?
Yes.
Drinks, can do?
Yes.
Staff, can do?
Well, yes, we could manage, but the question of where still remains...
Let me mobilise my mobile. Talk to some faces.
Now, why couldn't you have thought of that, Lionel?
Thought of what?
Whatever it is that Alistair's thought of.
Hiring a marquee. He's an extraordinary chap, isn't he? Makes one feel rather inadequate.
Speak for yourself.
I'm saying to Lionel, what an extraordinary chap that young man of yours is, Judith.
Yes, he's terrific with marquees.
Now, did you fix the food and drink?
Well, old Lionel did most of that. He can be quite a bully with hotel staff when the mood takes him.
I just don't like people who say, we'll see what we can do, that's all.
Now, are you sure about a band, Steve? Because I can get one here in about an hour.
No, thanks all the same. Bands always make old Pen go a bit odd.
What sort of odd?
Well, she jiggles about a lot and gets very giggly. Well, look, I'm terribly grateful for all your help. I'd better go back and get old Pen organised. You know how woolly she can be. See you later.
He books the party for the wrong night and says she's woolly.
I hope he remembers that the party's in the marquee and doesn't burst in on the wedding reception expecting everyone to shout surprise.
Ted Pringle.
Yes. We met at Penny and Stephen's once.
What?
Oh, how's your wife? I'm sorry, I've forgotten her name.
Belinda. Bloody Belinda.
Oh, and she have red hair?
Oh, she's had all sorts of hair. It's mauvish at the moment. Somebody said you're going to remarry.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, dear.
Ah, Lionel, there you are. This is Ted. Ted, this is the man in question.
How do you do? I've just been talking to a woman with the most extraordinary coloured hair.
That'll be my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I, believe me.
Well, we'd better circulate. See you later, Ted.
He's a cheerful soul.
They used to be so happy. I'm sure they were.
Mum, can you look as if we're in earnest conversation?
Well, we can try. Why?
Because I'm being pestered by a child. Over there. He says he's turned on by older women. Oh, Mum, I'm not an older woman.
It's all comparative, love. Lionel, take his yo-yo away.
Chaps and chapesses, pianissimo. They're on their way.
Stephen, why aren't we eating in the hotel? Why do we have to eat in a tent?
Well, I suppose they had an overflow.
I'm not sure that I like being an overflow.
Oh, don't be difficult, Pen. Just come into the marquee, do.
Oh, if you insist.
Surprise!
Me down with a feather. Hello, Christine. Talk to you in a tick. I mean, Stephen, of all people, arranging something like this. I'll be honest, arranging things is not his forte.
No, he's got hidden depths, Stephen.
And a marquee. I mean, what a hoot! What a brilliant idea!
We were awestruck.
Now, I can tell you this in the strictest confidence, of course. I have completely forgiven Stephen for his dalliance with Miss Breeze.
But hasn't he told you yet?
Well, you know he told me. You were there.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, then I don't understand the question, Lionel.
What?
Well, what did Jean mean?
It's hard to say, really.
I meant, has Stephen told you that you're staying the night at the hotel?
Oh, that, yes. It's quite a romantic thought. Not at all like Stephen. Yes, I'm coming, Christine. I must talk to her. She and Reg have just split up. Something about a golf GTI.
Oh, dear, I was talking to Ted earlier. He seems a bit down.
No, well, he would be. Belinda started proceedings.
What's that one about, a Robin Reliant?
It makes you wonder what's happening to marriage, doesn't it?
Well...
Oh, my goodness. I've gone and put my size 12 in it. Not you two, of course. Oh, you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be fine. Look, I must talk to Christine. She's got her Bambi look on.
I may strangle that woman someday.
There might be a race to her throat. But she doesn't mean any harm. There must be some happily married couples here. Would you give me a little cuddle?
What, here?
Yes, here.
All right.
Just another hour and we can have one of our headaches.
Was it you who wanted the vol-au-vents?
No.
Well, it was somebody.
Stephen, when are you going to tell Penny the truth about you and Miss Breeze?
Well, actually, I'm beginning to wonder if that's necessary.
Well, of course it's necessary. You can't let her go on thinking you had an affair when you didn't.
Well, I wouldn't have to if old Penn hadn't got suspicious about all the phone calls and so on. I had to keep the party a secret, didn't I?
I still don't see why you didn't come up with some other excuse.
Well, I'm not terribly good at thinking things up, you see. So when old Penn said, "You swine, you're having an affair," I just thought, that's a good excuse.
There is a weird sort of logic in that somewhere. But you've got to tell her the truth now. It's the decent thing to do.
It's the British thing to do.
Oh, well, I am British. Reasonably decent. I'll tell her that I better find out who wants these vol-au-vents first.
There's one thing to be said for Stephen and Penny. They always make you feel sane.
Have you seen Stephen? He was supposed to be getting Christine and I some vol-au-vents.
Well, he's got the vol-au-vents, but he's forgotten who they're for.
God, silly.
Incredibly sane.
You didn't mind slipping away early like that?
No. Got me away from that child with the hot hands. It's not like you, though, missing a party. I'd have thought you'd have been organising a helicopter to take everyone to Paris by now.
You're talking yesterday's, Alistair.
Oh, come on. You're not old enough to have a midlife crisis.
No, but I seem to have reached an emotional spaghetti junction. You see, Judy, Confidence and I have always been great mates.
Yes, I had noticed.
But not anymore. Judy, I'm at risk of becoming a very ordinary guy.
Is that such a bad thing?
To be honest, I don't know.
Look, Alistair, if this crisis of confidence has got anything to do with us...
It does.
I see.
Well, that's where it started.
Started?
Mm-hmm. Then the other day I was chatting to Daisy, and it really set in.
Daisy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's Premier League material, but every time I tried to get her on the pitch, she showed me the red card.
Go on.
So maybe you were right. Maybe I am turning into settling down material. What do you think?
I think that you should stay sitting down, as I can feel my knee beginning to twitch.
All I asked you for was advice.
All right. Try dropping dead.
Judy?
What was that all about?
A lover's tiff. It's like the plague, isn't it?
Perhaps fate arranged today as a sort of examination. Talking of which, oh, God, now what?
But, Penn, please.
I'm not talking to you, you deviant.
You are a twit, Stephen, didn't you tell her?
Yes, as soon as I got to her with the vol-au-vents.
They were ham and not chicken, as I requested.
Look, forget the vol-au-vents. Penny, how can you be angry with Stephen for telling you he didn't have an affair?
Because I was subjected to a week of mental anguish.
But I had to keep the party a secret. And as for mental anguish, you were whooping it up at the tennis club last night.
I was putting on a brave face.
Oh, rubbish. Can't do the conga like that if you're putting on a brave face.
It was not the conga, it was the samba.
Chucking your skirt about like a can-can dancer.
Oh, you'd know all about can-can dancers, wouldn't you?
Look, shut up, the pair of you. What do you want from each other? He practically risks his life to give you a surprise party. She forgives you for having an affair you never had. This is meant to be your wedding anniversary, which proves by some miracle that you've made it this far. And you make a nonsense out of it by rowing about congas and sambas.
Bit of a rollicking, eh, Pen?
I've never heard you be so fierce before, Jean.
She has her moments.
I think we should toddle off to bed.
It's a lovely idea. Staying over. Perhaps we should. Well, night-night, you two late birds. Mind you, I did wonder when you asked me to bring a nightdress to dinner.
Yeah, almost slipped up. Nearly gave the game away. I'll get the key.
I think they should become marriage guidance counsellors.
Tips to the bewildered from the already bewildered.
Yeah, something like that. Would you like a nightcap?
No, thanks. I saw the wedding party earlier on. Still going strong. The bride looked lovely.
So will you.
Lovely?
Yes. Now, I want to clear up this engagement business.
Oh, Lionel, it's not important.
It is, because it's what we would have done all those years ago. We would have got engaged.
Yes, I know we would.
So, we're engaged.
You're really firm about this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. So, I bought this.
Oh, Lionel. An engagement ring.
I'm sorry, you two. I booked our room for the wrong night as well.
We were wondering if we could bunk in with you.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Geoffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell. Stephen, Paul Chapman, Penny, Jennifer Piercy, Daisy, Zoe Hilson, and Ted and Manager by Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher. As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.